Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to Dynamic Living Talk Show with your host, author, and coach, Sherita Phillips, broadcasting from Bowie, Maryland, every first and third Sunday at 5 p.m. Here's your host, Sherita Phillips.
Happy Sunday, Dynamic Family. Once again, thank you for joining me on this awesome Sunday afternoon. I pray that you all are having a blessed day, and I know that you guys are excited, one, to be turning into this show, and two, because it is Super Bowl Sunday. Yes, it is Super Bowl Sunday, so I really appreciate you guys taking the time to call in on this day when you could be doing so much stuff to get prepared for the Super Bowl. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I am not, my team is not playing in the Super Bowl, so I'm going to watch the Super Bowl just because it's what everyone is doing. I guess I'm going to root for the team that my husband is rooting for, New England, because my team isn't in it, the Ravens. Yes, go Ravens. So let's get started. The show is, if you think you can do it, you can do it. Yes. How to shift your thinking to accomplish all your heart desires in three easy steps. And yes, in fact, you already have the tools you need to make your dream a reality. So let's get started. But before we jump right into today's topic, I want to kind of remind you guys of some very special events that will be happening in a few weeks. First, my Real Talk tour with Coach Sherita. And this tour is really geared towards women talking about it, releasing it, getting over it, and then living their purpose. So whatever your issue is, whatever's keeping you from going forward, we're going to deal with it at the Real Talk Tour starting February 21st. The first one will be in Waldorf, Maryland. We got some scheduled in Washington, D.C., and then Bowie, Maryland, and more states to follow. So make sure you register. You can go on my website, www.CoachSheritaPhillip.com, under upcoming events. Take advantage of that. I look forward to seeing you there. And then a little bit more exciting news is I am releasing my second book. Yes, I know. In June 2014, I released my first one, and I'm already releasing another one. However, this one is different because I am a co-author with 11 other dynamic women. And this book is talking about our journey to living our authentic life. So grab your copy from www.amazon.com. The release date is February 7th. In fact, I am traveling to Indianapolis this weekend, February 7th, for the big launch. So stay tuned for information about that. And if you're in Indianapolis, please join us at the A Piece of Me book launch in Indianapolis. And you can find out more about that on my Facebook page, www.facebook.com, Coach Sherita Phillips, or my personal page, www.facebook.com, Sherita Phillips. Now, if you can think it, you can do it. Yes, you can. I am living proof of that. Now, I know you all thinking, well, Coach Sherita, what is the three easy steps? And you're probably also thinking, you say it's easy, but is it really easy? Yes, it is, because like I said, you already possess the tools that you need to make your dream a reality. Step number one, change your mindset. Yes, it's going to take you having to change your mindset from you can't to you can. And the process to do that is you simply have to tell yourself, I can. When negative thoughts come, you simply have to replace them with positive thoughts. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do, dwell on what you can do. So, again, if you can think it, you can do it. But step one, by changing your mindset. Now, there are a lot of awesome books out there that deals with the mind. The mind is so powerful that I don't think people tap into it. Studies show that we only use 5% of our brain power. Now, I know you all saw the movie Lucy, wherever you did, and it was a movie released in 2014 about a young lady named Lucy. And actually, I talk about this in my How to Have a Successful Mindset ebook that will be released also in this February. I'm thinking around February 28th, but you guys stay tuned for that because I want to make sure I put out a great product for you guys. So it's going to be a successful mindset ebook, and it actually is going to be a two-part because it's going to be how to have uncluttered mind. It's going to be two ebooks and two CDs, so stay forward, look to that. So again, there was a movie that was released by the name of Lucy, and in this movie, the young lady, was given some drugs, and this drug, you know, happened to explode inside of her, and it caused her brain power to increase. And each time she reached a different percentage of her brain, she became more powerful. For example, instead of using 5% like we use, that says she used 10%. When she got to 10%, she was able to bend material and any kind of matter, I mean, like poles, aluminum. It was one part in the movie where she was actually able to bend this metal just by thinking that it was bending. Then when she got to 15%, she was able to physically freeze time. When she got to 50%, and it went on and on and on, and I believe by the end, at 100%, she was able to tap into all kinds of systems and find out all kinds of things, and that's how powerful she became. So this is the proof that your brain is in your mind can create the world that you would like to live in, the world that you see inside your mind's eye, and that's a whole different topic, but the world that you see in your mind's eye, you can create it simply by changing your mindset. Okay, so step number two, change your confession. Yes, you need to start beginning to speak. The Bible says that you have what you say. And I'm a firm believer of that because if you say you're always broke, guess what? You're going to always be broke. If you say I can't do that, you're in your mind and you're speaking that you cannot. So therefore, you will not. So we need to change our confession to positive confession. We need to start telling ourselves, yes, I can do that. Yes, I could be the best-selling author on New York Times. I believe it. Yes, I can be anything that I want to be. In fact, I installed it in my kids that they can be and do anything that they want to do. As long as they can see it and confess the right words, they can do it. Number three, now you're beginning to see how you have the tools necessary to do what you dream that you can do. Begin to do what you are thinking and confessing. Yep, step number three is simply taking action. Begin to do that thing which you are seeing in your mind's eye and that thing that you are confessing. Begin to do it. If you want to be the number one best-selling author on New York Times Magazine, and then begin, you're thinking it, you're confessing it that you are, begin to start writing. Start writing that number one novel, that number one book. If you see yourself as a singer, an actor, a celebrity, begin to do what you... There's so many free tools out here that you can use to simply... You don't have to wait for a manager to find you, or a scout, as they do in sports. When you're a great athlete, you get a scout that comes and see you how talented you are, and they seek you out. You don't need to wait for that because there are so many tools. Now, before I tell you what the tools that you already possess to do all three, let's go to a commercial. I'll be right back.
Introducing Dynamic Empowerment featuring Coach Sharita as she teaches women dynamic ways to get over roadblocks and be successful. Coach Sharita is author of the book, The Dynamic You Movement, designed to empower women to a dynamic breakthrough. For more information on upcoming events, please visit Sharita's website at CoachSharitaPhillip.com. That's CoachSharitaPhillip.com.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for sticking with me. And I know you're saying, Coach Sharita, okay, you gave me the three steps, the three easy steps. Now, what are the tools that I already possess where I can actually start to use those steps? I'm glad you asked. One is your mind. Free, you're born with it. And two, your mouth. Yep, that's all you need, your mind and your mouth. And, of course, your body, because guess what? That's going to be, you need your hands to start writing. You need your voice to start singing. So those are the tools that you possess currently where you can make your dream a reality. Again, those three easy steps, if you're taking notes, is change your mindset. Stop thinking negative. Start thinking positive. Stop believing that you can. You know what that is? And then, two, sorry, I always get off topic, change your confession. Yes, stop saying what you would like to see. Start creating your world with your words. So if you want to write that number one book, New York Times, start writing it. Start confessing that you are writing it. Then three, which is really, really big part of making one and two come into reality, is doing. A lot of times you hear people saying, I'm wishing I could do this. I'm wishing, I'm waiting, I'm wishing, I'm wishing. Because you, remember, the Bible says faith without works is dead. You have to do your part. So the big part is taking action. Don't just sit, believe, and confess, because you can believe and see it in your mindset, and you can confess until you're red in the face, until you're 50 years old, and guess what? If you don't do anything about it, you'll still be having a positive mindset, and you'll still have positive confession, but you won't have any follow through. So you must take action. And the tools you're going to use, again, is your mind, your mouth, and your body. Because where your body goes, your mind goes. Where your mind goes, your body goes. You can't separate the two. And in all these steps, you must be attentional. Key word for this evening is attentional. You have to do all of those three steps on purpose. Intentional. You can't go a day without thinking positive, speaking positive, and taking action. For example, my book would never have got written if I would not have taken the time, one, to change my mindset, because I am not the perfect writer by all means. I hate writing. I love reading, but I hate writing. Why? Because I am not the best writer, but I would rather read 10 books than write 10 pages research paper, and I have done that in school. And if you're like me, I hate school papers. So, but guess what? I knew I wanted to be an author. I knew that was one of my dreams. So what did I do? I began to write. I simply began to write. And when the time came, guess what? I located an editor. I didn't have to worry about misspelled words, grammar checks, or any of that, because I found an editor. But I changed my mindset that from I can't write, I hate writing, to I can write, I will write. And I began to confess, I am an author. I see my name on a front of a book. I began to write, taking action. So you have to do all three steps, but you have to do intentional. So you have to practice. You know, if a negative thought comes, replace it with a positive thought. So remember, as this show is about to end, because I'm not going to take much of your time, I want you guys to enjoy your Sunday and your Super Bowl. You must intentionally do something to bring your vision and confession to pass. Again, I just want to remind you, please join me at the Real Talk Tour with Coach Sherita, ladies, because there we're going to talk about it, deal with it, get over it, and live our purpose. Until next time, remember to live your dynamic life. This is Coach Sherita. Bye.
You've just listened to Dynamic Living with your host, Sherita Phillip. Be sure to tune in each and every first and third Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can connect with the host on Facebook at facebook.com/SheritaPhillip, Twitter at twitter.com/SheritaPhillip, LinkedIn at linkedin.com/SheritaPhillip, or her website at www.coachsheritaphillip.com.